Well, here I am again, sitting outside the principal's office, and I've only been at school for 2 days. 2 lots of trouble in 2 days. Yesterday I got the shot for nothing. Nothing at all. I see a bloke walking along the street, wearing a pink bow tie. It looks like a great pink butterfly attacking his neck. It is the silliest bow tie I have ever seen. "What are you staring at, lad?" he says the bloke. He is in a bad mood. "Your bow tie," I tell him. "It's ridiculous. It looks like a pink vampire." It's so funny that I start to laugh my head off. Nobody tells me that this bloke is old Splotch, the principal of the school. He does not see the joke and gives me the strap. Life is very unfair. Now I am in trouble again, and I am sitting here outside of Splodge's principal office waiting for him to call me in. Well, at least I've got something good to look at. Old Splodge's secretary is there typing some letters. She is called Miss Newham, and she is a real knockout. Every boy in the school is in love with her. I wish she was my girlfriend, but as she is 17 and I am only 14, there is not much hope. Still, she doesn't have a boyfriend, so there is always a chance. She is looking at me smiling. I can feel my face going red. Why have you dyed your hair blonde? She asks sweetly. Don't you know it's against the school rules for boys to dye their hair? I try to think of a very impressive answer. But before I could say anything, Old Splodge sticks his head around the office door. Come in, boy, he says. Go in and sit down. Well, lad, says Old Splodge, why have you dyed your hair? I'm trying to be certified. He is due to retire at the end of next year, and he does not want to go. I notice that he's still wearing the pink bow tie. He always wears this pink bow tie. He cannot seem to live without it. I try not to look at it as I was answering him. I did not dye my hair, sir, I say. Yesterday, says Splodge, when you gave me your 6 cents. I've noticed that you've had black hair. Am I correct? Yes, sir, I answer.